So in the meantime, since we've had a couple weeks since our last episode, have you had done anything exciting in your game room?
I have.
What's that?
I'm here with a pseudo product review.
Okay.
I have ordered a pin sound board for my Data East Star Wars pinball machine.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with this product?
I am. Because people were raving about it at our Southern Fried Game Room Expo.
Yeah, so they actually had a Star Wars there with a pin sound board in it. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the first time I'd seen one. That's the first time I'd seen one in person. But I'd been reading about them on Pinside and what have you. And there's some YouTube videos. And so I've been kind of keeping an eye on this thing. But for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically a replacement sound board for different types of pinball machines. There's a whole selection of games from different manufacturers that this board will fit into. It replaces an existing soundboard, and it allows you to load different soundtracks onto your game. So if you're unsatisfied with the sounds and the call-outs and the music that are in your game, you can go and you can use the tool that they provide you to create your own soundtrack for your game, or you can go and download one that part of the community has made and utilize one of those.
Now, let's pretend I don't know what you're talking about, and I've listened to the show before, and I say, hey, but weren't you guys talking about Pinball Browser at one time, and you can swap out different sounds with that? What makes this different than Pinball Browser?
Yeah, so my understanding is that Pinball Browser, this is just my understanding, I could be wrong on this, you may know better than I do, that Pinball Browser has a lot more limitations as far as what you can change. And also, its Pinball Browser is only for maybe a Stern machines?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
I'm not sure. But all I know is the Star Wars Data East game, its soundtrack is okay. But it's disco Star Wars theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear the real thing. And so I ordered this thing from France. And it's not cheap, but it came as very easy to install, plug and play, really.
This thing's from France?
Yep.
I had no idea.
Yep. And so it comes with a USB drive, and you take this USB drive, stick it in your computer, go to their community website, Pinsound Community, and find the game you're interested in and choose what soundtrack you want that people have put up there. So I put a couple on mine. It's just a zip file. Download that zip file to your USB thumb drive. Stick that thing in the game, in the board on the game. There's a little slot for it. And then turn on the game, and it goes through and unpacks the zip file and unpacks all of the sounds. And then once that's done, you got a whole new sound package for your game.
That's awesome.
So the one I'm using now, instead of having disco, electronica, MIDI sounds for Star Wars. yeah, don't. I'm going to make some people mad there. For Star Wars, this has the original John Williams score, orchestral score on it. So when you launch that ball, you know, it starts in, you know, and it sounds amazing. Whoever did this did a really nice job on it, and it just completely changes the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in a track mode, you know, all the sounds are different. And track mode has the orchestral score. It even has, at one part in the track mode, it even has the 20th Century Fox opening sound.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great example of how you really don't recognize the importance that an audio package plays.
Yeah.
Until you have this drastic comparison of like, okay, there's this. And you're like, oh, that's fine. Versus this. Whoa. So, yeah, it's a cool reminder.
It's really amazing. And it has a headphone jack on it, a line out. It has an equalizer
on it.
Where
would you put it?
You can, what, the headphone jack?
Yeah, because you're not going
to be. So you have a couple of options. You can use the line out and run it out to stereo if you want.
Okay.
To your home theater or theater or any sort of system that has line in.
Okay.
If you want a headphone jack, You can run a headphone extension. They actually sell a cable and a jack to mount to your machine to do this, to put it in, you know, on the mount it to the bottom front of your machine. And you can just plug right into that extension. The whole, it comes with an equalizer section on the board, so you can adjust bass and treble of the cabinet speakers and the back box speakers separately. And you can also adjust the volume of the cabinet speakers and back box speakers separately.
Wow.
So you can really fine tune your sound on this. Now, I have upgraded speakers in that Star Wars, so it sounds fantastic. but from what I've read, even if you're using the stock speakers, it's a major upgrade in sound quality.
That's cool.
So it's really, I'm really excited about it. And the neat thing is, you know, I have a Star Trek Next Generation. I can just take this board out and
move it to that.
Move it in that.
Get new sounds.
Get new sounds from the web. Put them on the USB drive. Stick them in there.
And have movie quality Star Trek Next Gen.
Yeah, it'll, and try those out, you know.
That's awesome.
And you can switch. I haven't done this yet, but you can switch between, you can multiple soundtracks. And the way you switch between them is by turning the volume all the way down to zero, and then it switches to another sound package.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's that easy.
Wow.
So they're not a sponsor. This is not a paid endorsement. I'm just telling you my experience with it was really positive. And it's essentially the, if you think about, gosh, these things are expensive, but color DMDs are a major upgrade in the, you know, in the visual part of pinball on the display. It looks great. It really adds to the game. This is essentially the same concept, but just for the audio part of it, right?
Yep. It's an investment, but you know, if that game's a keeper for you and really important to you.
You don't even have to worry about that, though. It doesn't have to be a keeper. If I don't decide to get rid of it, I can just pull it out and put the original board back in and move it to one of my other machines.
That's a good point.
I mean, it'll fit Star Trek Next Generation, and it'll fit Congo out of my collection.
Yeah.
So it won't work in my Starship Troopers or the Gottlieb Genesis that I have. So, but you know, I don't have to worry about it being a keeper. I can just move it around.
Yeah.
It's that versatile.
Well, that's awesome. So, do you know the URL off the top of your head, or do you want to just put it in the show notes?
I think it's, you can just search, I think it's pinsound.org.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll definitely check that out.